guess what? I'm still Dave Mercer.
And I'm still Matt Pangrack.
And this is still The Cull, a weekly sport fishing debate show. And this week, we're going to throw it out there. Golfers have them. I think poker players have them. A lot of sports have them. Pro fishing needs a tour card. Why, Panger?
Why not? It's the top level of the sport. There'd be 184 of them, 104 on the Elite Series, 80 on the BPT. You make it to the top level, you get a card that says you are a professional angler at the top level. You're not saying that anglers who make their living fishing at a different level aren't professional anglers, that they aren't making their living, that they're not pros, that they're not valuable. They're just not one of the 184 who have the tour card that adds value, shows your sponsors, allows you to maximize a qualified achievement. And I don't know why there hasn't been a tour card yet. Why is there one at the PGA Tour level? Why do the PGA Tour guys have a card?
I don't know. I don't know what the advantage. I mean, to me, there's really no advantage of it. Like if you're an Elite Series pro or you're an MLF Bass Pro Tour pro, you're a pro. You're full-time touring pro. Like how does that set them aside? I mean, doesn't the circuit they fish set them aside?
Right. But they're at the top level. They have the most exposure. They have the most, they've qualified for this. And I think a tour card gives you some validity to go to sponsors, to go to events. I think there needs to be some sort of perk, some perks for having that tour card. We've seen the PAA try to do some stuff in the past like this a little bit, but I think there needs to be a differentiation of the top level guys. And I think that card is the way to do it.
See, here's the difference between fishing and the PGA, in my opinion. The PGA, I mean, if you're on the tour, and that gets even more confusing, whether you're on LIV or PGA, and it must have been some bad emails because they settled that in a hurry.
Yeah.
Hate you. No, we're best friends. That was crazy. But you're so much different than a golfer on, and excuse my lack of the right terms, the Nike Tour or whatever it is now, but the tour below that you actually earn your card. But in pro fishing, that's not how it works, because you very well know there's people that fish the Elite Series and there's people that fish the Pro Bass Tour that would be tour card members that don't make near as much.
But it doesn't matter. They're still on that tour. Like it's the same way at golf too. There's guys who, I mean, it's a different, they got a couple more zeros at the end, but it's the same thing.
Yes. But what does it get you? Like, is it a decoder rig? What is it like? Other than having a look at my card, you got a card. I don't know what the advantage.
It gives you validity as you go into sponsor meetings and appearances and boat shows and all of these things. You should be, it should validate you to where you say you are a card carrying professional angler. It should be worth more. You have made the sacrifices, caught the fish, and made the decisions to be one of the top 0.1%ers out there. And it separates you from getting lumped into the category of anglers who aren't there yet. It should be a goal to get your card. And then when you go back down, even if you've been up there, you lose that card. They take it from you. They say, please mail your card. Please mail your card in. And if not, the representative will be there to shred it in front of you and your crying family.
I know all about that. I lost my library card when I was a kid. They kept telling me to return the books. I lost the book. I lost it. I'm sorry.
I don't see any downside to it.
They took my damn library card. It's all I'm saying. And it was horrible.
They have libraries in Canada.
Yes, we do. We do. We do have libraries.
All the books are written on birch bark.
Let's not talk about wood and things burning. Okay. We're very sensitive to that right now.
Well, all I'm saying is I don't know why this hasn't happened and why there's pushback to it. You're against it. I'm not against it.
I just don't know what it's for. I feel like it's like
we would have to designate what it's for, but it should exist is all I'm saying.
Dude, there was a group of kids that I went back to high school. We're going to go. There was a group of kids that literally had this is what their gang was called, the Ben's Crew Posse. And they would go around and they would steal Mercedes-Benz logos and they would hang it around their neck, and they thought it made them the coolest thing on earth. But nobody else thought that, just them.
But they didn't they weren't making a living stealing Ben's logos, though. There wasn't any way that you qualified to be in the
Ben's club. Well, yeah, you had to steal a Ben's logo. One of those dudes, I hope one of those dudes watches this. It's going to kill me.
How many were there?
There was only like four of them. But they
they never got caught. Like no one would like no teacher. I mean,
they only stole four of them.
Logo was missing from their Mercedes Benz. And then they come in and like Jim's in class with a Benz logo around his neck. I feel like that would be pretty easy to find.
I guess. I mean, but it's only four. I mean, if you spread it out, I don't think they're going to get on to you.
They Mr. T'd them like they wore them.
Oh, yeah. Straight down.
In
straight down.
Class.
Oh, yeah. They were the Benz crew posse. I can't believe I'm talking about this. This is
you feel kind of hurt that you weren't in it.
Lived in, no, I didn't want to be part of it ever. That's what I'm saying. Like, but I don't see the advantage. I get it. Yes, I believe 100% that tour level anglers should get the most support. I believe the tour level anglers should get a lot of I mean, they've made it.
Listen,
it
you want to do something like that? Them. You could be like, okay. Here's you come up with the card. You have certain companies or whatever that's like, if you have a tour card, you automatically get 30% off of this or 25% off of this. So you get benefits that are mixed into there. Then you have more better insurance options. You have different. I'm just saying, like it, you create a system to where you get have a benefit for having this tour card. It separates them. It gives them a distinction, something that they can hang their hat on that makes it valuable to keep that tour card. That's okay. All I'm saying.
Okay. So it sounds like to me, that's a whole different organization. That is a PAA or whatever the next evolution of that is, where they represent every single angler from both tours. It's a multi-tour thing. And if you're gonna go get discounts and all this sort of stuff, you better be part of an association. And in the history of the sport of fishing, and I would love it, that has never worked ever. Just because anglers, I mean, how many different variations of the PA have come over the years? And they've done so many great things, but ultimately
it's the NPAA
topples.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, they represent all different sports. Mm-hmm. I mean, all different types of fishing, walleye, everything like that. So you tell me this, if the NPAA does this tomorrow, do you think that people, I'm a tour carrying NPAA member. Do you think that gets
if it makes,
any more juice?
If it makes sense, if there can only be 100, I see what you're saying. It's hard to implement. But it has been implemented in other sports. It's basically a players association what it is. Let's change gears and say it's a NHLPA, an MLBPA, an NFLPA.
So now, well, that's something totally different. That's insurance. And that's a whole different, like, I mean, the card's the least part of that part.
Well, in some iteration, Dave, work with me on this one.
All right, so we're going to get cards, or we're not. I'm not going to, but let me.
I think you could laminate it. You could laminate it.
Maybe they should come laminated. I mean,
carry it in your wallet.
If riddle me this, our dear friend, and sometimes your dear friend, depends on the tournament and situation, Ben Milliken, he fishes the Bassmaster Opens.
Yeah.
Ben Milliken would not have said tour card.
Cardless. Yes.
Do you think he gets less hype? Do you think he gets
doesn't matter.
Less sponsors, doesn't less
matter.
Support?
He's not on the top level of the tours. Neither am I. Neither is anyone else who doesn't fish that. You haven't made the Elite Series. You haven't made the Bass Pro Tour.
Do you have an empty spot in your wallet, Panger? Is that what we're getting to? You want
no,
that
I haven't
card
qualified for it. I would but like you... to be like, dude, I'm trying to get my card. Yeah.
All right.
You're literally golf for the PGA Tour card.
I know, but the tour card comes with like
you put a little hologram of a jumping bass on it.
It sounds like a really expensive club.
There's only 184 members.
Yeah, but what does it cost to get there? And then you get a card.
I haven't gone through the details. I'm just saying there needs to be something that differentiates the top level tour guys from the rest. That's all I'm saying.
I think there is. I'm on the Bassmaster Elite Series.
And here's my card.
The Bass Pro Tour.
Card. and here's my card.
Now people don't even carry cards anymore. Come on, Panger. I mean, it's 2023. I mean, when's the last time somebody gave you a business card?
Yesterday.
Wow.
I was at the tackle shop. I spent way too much money there, and they said, hey, here's a card if you're ever interested.
Was it one where you get stamps? If you come 10 times, you get
nothing.
That'd be neat.
No, because they'd had to stamp it like 35 times based on my order. Well, local shop. You got to support the local shops every now and then, Dave.
Yeah, always. Always. The independent.
It was so big, they threw in a hat. You know, when you get there, they're like, hey, anything on that rack, just take one.
Wow. Any hat.
Yeah. And I didn't even have a tour card to show up.
You imagine if you did?
I did. It would have just been.
They would have shut the store down. Everybody get out. We have a card carrier.
This man has a tour card.
I don't know. I believe that it should be something that sets you aside, but I think something that sets you aside is just being on said tour. Everybody knows, but cards are cool. Let us know what you think. Keeper Cull, Pro Fishing needs a tour card. Or Panger does.
No, not me until I make the tour. That's the whole point of the
I'm going to get episode. You. Just so you know, when you make it, dude, I am getting you the most beautiful card to welcome
someone
you.
Has faith in me.
Dude, you're going to make it one day, and I'm going to get you, I don't know, it's going to be like a pewter card.
Pewter card. Metal.
Yeah. True story.
Sink and we're around. What?
True story. This is a true story. At one time, when I was trying to get the fishing thing going, and this is way off topic, I worked for a company called Canreel Lures in Canada. Okay. They got into the pewter business because they found out there was more money in that than the fishing business. So I was literally their sales guy. And they gave me a pewter business card. It's at the time people would give a lot of business cards. You evidently they do at the tackle.
Isn't that heavy?
But it was very heavy. That's what made it stand out. I'd roll into the office. I'd be like, well, it was good meeting with you, and drop it on their desk.
Ding.
I'd be like, whoa, this is something. That's the kind
of
card.
How many would you carry at a time?
Oh, just very select. That's what made it special. Like the tour card was special. Like, why do you think I've battled a bad back all these years?
Pewter, a pewter. I like it. We could make the tour cards out of pewter.
Okay. Okay. Well, when you make it,
you were a pewter salesman at one time
for like 6 months. Other than that, and bartending are the only real jobs I've ever had outside of the sport of fishing. So, and that was even connected to fishing. So
is that considered a precious metal?
I think it was a semi-precious metal is actually how we refer to it as.
Okay.
Let us know what you think. Keep our call. We need tour cards.